On this Thursday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News, and boy, a lot of developing storylines coming out of the White House in the 102nd day of the Trump administration. CBS News White House reporter Olivia Rinaldi joins us. And on the GDP report, which kind of went a little underwater, according to what was reported out, how did the president address the numbers and specifically about the state of the economy overall, Olivia?
Yeah, good morning. It's good to be with you. Yesterday, that was a little bit of a disappointing report from, on the economic front about the GDP. It contracted, the economy contracted about 0.3%. Trump yesterday morning in a Truth Social post blamed it on the Biden, quote, overhang. He's saying that this is going to take a while for his entire tariff policy to be enacted and for the U.S. to see the results and the benefits of that. And then he cautioned everyone in all capitals to be patient. The White House also sent out an email later in the day that said that GDP is a backward-looking indicator, which is true. And they said that the headline figures reflected the end of the Biden administration, not the beginning of the Trump administration. They also pointed to January growth being hampered by cold weather and the California wildfires. Also important, though, that GDP figures specifically, Peter Navarro, a top economic advisor to the White House, pointed out that GDP is subtracted by imports. So we had a lot of small businesses, a lot of businesses across the U.S. ramp up their imports in the first quarter of 2025 because there was concern about these incoming tariffs. So because of that, that impacted GDP itself. But they say American businesses are still coming here. Other businesses are coming and they're still making those investments. So therefore, don't look at the number. Hang with us. Hang tight. It's going to be okay. The president essentially reflected that last night, not only in a two-hour-long cabinet meeting that he had earlier in the day, but also in a News Nation town hall where he said, essentially, this is going to take time. This is what people voted for. They voted for tariffs on November 5th, and that this is what they knew they were going to get.
You know, the other backward-looking piece of data comes tomorrow. That's the jobs report. But that truly is the first hard data since Trump's tariffs announcement. So we obviously get another piece of data that we can kind of start to create some understanding around. Is there an expectation maybe being set by the White House?
I think this White House is parsing out and looking at all the economic data in the big picture. And of course, every White House is going to spin it in their direction and say, look, if you just look at, this specific number, it looks okay. That's normal. Every White House does that. I don't think they're making any predictions yet on tomorrow. I think it's a wait and see game because the markets and the economy right now has kind of been ping-ponging back and forth. It's been hard to pin down exactly, a certain trend because we've been seeing such fluctuation. So they're in a wait and see game right now.
Olivia, you mentioned that very long cabinet meeting, well over 2 hours. I don't know if you've ever been in a 2 hour plus meeting, but they can get exhausting. And sometimes the challenge you face is, what do you do afterward? Do we get a sense for what the next 100 days may look like? Is there a theme that may be emerging?
Well, I would say there's two things, and one of them ended up being announced yesterday, which is that Ukraine mineral deal, which we can come back to. The second thing I want to point to is now Congress is back in session, right? So all of these things Trump has been doing in the first 100 days have been through executive action. We're now getting to the legislative part of his presidency. That means that all of his top priorities, so think, he talks about that big, beautiful bill. Think about all of his top priorities. No taxes on tips, no taxes on overtime, no taxes on Social Security, more defense spending, more immigration spending, deductibles, tax deductibles, new tax laws. You start to see why it's called the big, beautiful bill. There's a lot they need to put in there. And Congress is now back in session, and they're going to start going through these legislative priorities and seeing what exactly they can get done. Trump has set a July 4th deadline where he wants to sign this legislation by. That is, if my math is correct, only about 64 days. So there's not a lot of time for them to get all this stuff done. They need to work in rapid succession, and everyone needs to move in lockstep. For this Republican caucus, that seems like a tall task. So my eyes are watching what Capitol Hill is doing, what concessions they're going to have to make, what concessions this White House is going to have to make as well.
On that minerals deal with the U.S. and Ukraine, is that a step toward the potential of the ending of the war, or is it really a totally separate issue altogether?
That's a great question. I would say it's a separate issue altogether because we don't know how Russia is reacting to this just yet. That's the question. Yesterday, after the announcement came out, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said that today's agreement signals clearly to Russian leadership that the Trump administration is committed to a peace process centered on a free and sovereign and prosperous Ukraine. That is quite a notable statement from this White House. We have not gotten reaction yet from Russia specifically on the minerals deal, but it is a separate issue altogether. Essentially, what it does is provides the U.S. with preferred access to Ukraine's natural resources in exchange for the formation of this reconstruction fund, where both the U.S. and Ukraine will contribute. The U.S. will contribute dollars or new military assistance. Emphasis on the new. This is not about old military assistance. This is only new military assistance. And Ukraine will contribute about half of any future revenues from royalties created from mining minerals within their country. It's separate altogether. And essentially what it's supposed to be is give Ukraine a path to reconstruct their country, which has been decimated by this three-year-long war. And it gives the United States a vested interest in the security of Ukraine, which is something they were lacking within the Trump administration.
CBS News White House reporter Olivia Rinaldi, appreciate the extensive update on where things stand now, a couple of days into the second 100 days of this new Trump term. 7:17 on Jacksonville's Morning News.